I'm with Shane Moore, who's the UKIP candidate for Headland and Harbour. Controversially, might I say, defected from the Tories last year. You were quite a head honcho, weren't you, for the Tories in Hartlepool?
Yeah, I'd given quite a lot of time and energy to the Conservatives in Hartlepool. Yeah.
So why did you defect?
It was a local dispute mainly. The leadership locally, they weren't Conservatives as far as I was concerned. They weren't acting in the best interests of the residents and. As far as I could see, the only other party within the town who were genuinely trying to make a difference were UKIP, and that was quite evident last year in their campaign, and they did really well.
And have you been happy with UKIP since you've joined?
I have. I've been pleasantly surprised. I went in a bit kind of cautiously, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great bunch of guys and girls, and they're so warm and friendly. Everybody's been absolutely fantastic and supportive. A much closer-knit kind of group as well than I've been used to.
And this campaign, has it been well organised? I mean, the council leader I was speaking to him earlier described it as scattergun and a bit chaotic. But
well, I don't know. I can only kind of give you that from our perspective. It's by far the best organised from a party level that I've seen in the past couple of years. I think the local election itself has been a bit... bit of a letdown. Far too many people just weren't aware of it, and that which I was really surprised.
Weren't aware that it's happening.
Yeah. Even speaking to people today on the doorsteps, they were really surprising to hear of the amount of people who just weren't aware that there was an election today.
Wow. Why is that? Is that because politics coverage has been dominated by the EU referendum, or is it just because there hasn't been enough public,
I don't know, to be honest. Personally, I see it every day on the news, and I'm counting down the calendar from 2 months before, but I don't know, to be honest. I think a lot of it's just apathy. People just disengaged, especially in Hartlepool over the past few years.
Do you think UKIP can nick a couple of seats tonight on these 11?
I think we can, yeah. It's from the tables I've been watching. It's been very close in a few of the wards. And I know a lot of the candidates have put an awful lot of work in, and I'd love to see them rewarded for it. Yeah.
Which are the two, or which more than two seats where you're most likely, do you think?
I would like to think Jesmond.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to say Headland and Harbour, since that's where I've been working. And either Foggy Furs and Fenton Rosmere.
Really? You think you can dethrone the council leader?
You know what? It'd be fantastic. It would. So let's keep your fingers crossed.
I mean, one of the things that I've been reading up on that you mentioned before is that you want to change the attitude in the North East of I'm voting Labour because my dad did.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's a step too far? Or do you feel? I mean, you said you want to dismantle that notion brick by brick. I think was your words.
Yeah, I said that a long time ago. Yeah,
you did. Yeah, yeah. I've done my research. You know, is that Mission Impossible? Or?
No, you know, I don't think it is anymore. In fact, I was speaking to a gentleman a few days ago who actually said that he firmly believes that his generation were kind of the last generation that did that, and probably like my mum and dad's age, a little bit younger. And I'm seeing that people are changing their minds, and they're seeing that it isn't working for them. What they have been doing over the years really hasn't been doing the best for the town. And I think it is starting to change.
And has the Jeremy Corbyn effect had any sort of difference in Hartlepool from what you've seen?
I've only spoken to one person who has mentioned Jeremy Corbyn, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
And she likes him, but she would never vote for him, she said.
Right, okay. It's a mixed bag then, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll catch up a bit later on. Thanks for talking to me. Thank you.